My little boy is beginning to live. Carefully, stumbling now and then on his little knock-kneed legs, he makes his way over the paving stones, looks at everything that there is to look at, and bites at every apple, both those which are his due and those which are forbidden him. He's not a pretty child, and is the more likely to grow into a fine lad, but he's charming. His face can light up suddenly and become radiant. He can look at you with quite cold eyes. He has a strong intuition, and he's incorruptible. He has never yet bartered a kiss for barley sugar. Now, there are people whom he likes and people whom he dislikes. There is one who has long courted his favor indefatigably and in vain. And the other day, he formed a close friendship with another who had not so much as said good day to him before he had crept into her lap and nestled there with glowing resolution. He has a habit which I love. When we're walking together and there's anything that impresses him, he lets go my hand for a moment. And then, when he's investigated the phenomenon and arrived at a result, I feel his little fist in mine again. He has bad habits, too. He's apt, for instance, suddenly, and without the slightest reason, to go up to people whom he meets in the street and hit them with his little stick. What's in his mind when he does this, I don't know. But so long as he doesn't hit me, it remains a matter between himself and the people concerned. He has an odd trick of seizing big words in grown-up conversation, storing them up for a while, and then asking me for an explanation. "Father," he says, "what is life?" I give him a tap at his little stomach, roll him over on the carpet, and conceal my emotion under a mighty rump. And then, when we sit breathless and tired, I answer, "Life is delightful, my little boy. Don't you ever be afraid of it."